This is Fresh Air. About a week ago, reggae star Peter Tosh was killed by gunmen during a robbery at his home in a suburb of Kingston, Jamaica. He was 42. Tosh became a star in Jamaica and abroad in the 70s and was outspoken in both his music and his politics. Guest commentator Randall Grass has this profile.
Stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. That was the lifelong credo of Peter Tosh, an internationally acclaimed reggae star, a founding member along with Bob Marley and Bunny Wailer of the Wailers, Jamaica's Beatles, and an outspoken champion of oppressed people everywhere. As the news of his death flashed around the world, the mourning began by millions whose lives had been touched by Tosh. He had fought his way up from the Kingston ghetto with brash, uncompromising determination, staring unflinchingly at the wielders of political power. Tosh was second only to the late Marley in his individual charisma, but where Marley radiated a joyous affirmation of life, Tosh's often dour manner conveyed irony, bitterness, and anger. However, Peter's unique contribution was his relentless determination. His music had a harder edge than any other reggae star. He could never be, would never be, dismissed. Legalize It. The song was a mid-70s anthem stating the case for the legalization of ganja, marijuana, used as a healing herb by members of the Rastafarian faith, like Peter. Where others would smoke it discreetly, or at least without fanfare, Tosh smoked publicly as a challenge. In 1978, at the Dramatic Peace Concert in Jamaica, a concert intended to reconcile warring political factions, Peter highlighted his segment by lighting a huge joint and haranguing then-Prime Minister Michael Manley and opposition leader Edward Seaga for some 20 minutes, demanding that they legalize ganja. It was typically bold, brash, and righteous.
You think you're where you come from? As long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your nationality. Have got the identity of an African. 'Cause if you come from Clarendon, and if you come from Portland, and if you come from Westmoreland, you're an African.
Peter Tosh declared himself to be an African. He was a strong voice for the unity of African peoples all over the world, partly because of his Rastafari faith and partly because of his pan-African political outlook. He was an outspoken anti-apartheid activist involved in fundraising efforts and speech-making. One of his greatest compositions, Apartheid, recorded twice by him during his 8-album recording career, was a key song on his masterpiece, the Equal Rights LP. It was banned in South Africa, but became a sustaining force for the Black South African Liberation Movement and guerrilla movements elsewhere on the continent. The supreme irony is that a state funeral is planned in Jamaica for Peter Tosh, a man who did not attend the funeral of his compatriot Marley nor that of his first wife Yvonne because he rejected the concept of death.
One time, one time.
Even more galling to him would be the planned eulogy by Prime Minister Siaga. After all, Peter regarded politicians as vampires, exploiters of a system which he felt was inherently corrupt. But there are other sides to Peter Tosh beyond his acerbic challenges to the system and his often scatological denunciations. His version of the Temptations hit Don't Look Back, a duet with Mick Jagger, and his inspired reworking of the Chuck Berry rock standard Johnny Be Good showed a willingness to compromise in order to reach out to larger audiences. If Peter Tosh's legacy must be his call to arms for equal rights, one cannot forget the humor, originality, and charm of Peter Tosh on stage, a lanky spirit moving gracefully through karate-like pantomimes, peering over his perennial dark glasses with surprisingly mild eyes, and singing laconically of truth and rights.
Randall Grass was the longtime host of Roots Rock Reggae on WXPN in Philadelphia. He also contributes to The Village Voice and Musician magazine.